This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Many of us look to technology to add to our regular faculties. Better, faster, stronger, more productive. But there's another promise of new technology for millions of people around the world. Accessibility. All this week, we're going to be looking at how technology is helping people who have a disability tackle a challenge or approach their life in new ways. Tomorrow, the Kennedy Center and WGBH are hosting a conference called Tech at LEAD. It tackles a whole host of new ways tech is helping people with disabilities. The man organizing it is Larry Goldberg, director of WGBH's National Center for Accessible Media. One company Goldberg is excited about is ByteLight.
They came up with this way of programming LED bulbs to emit an invisible pulse, and so that you can walk around an environment and it would trigger things happening on your iPhone or Android device if you have a camera on it.
And the idea here would be sort of to, you know, maybe shoot you a coupon or something like that if you're walking around in a mall.
Exactly. And they came up with this for commercial purposes, and it's really caught on. But immediately in the world of technology and accessibility, we thought, oh, what could we use that for? For our challenges, particularly in cultural institutions. So the notion of go to a museum like the Whitney, where that great Calder Circus is. You walk in front of Calder Circus and step into a light, and all of a sudden you'll hear descriptions of what's going on your phone.
It seems often accessibility, especially in physical places, is sort of an afterthought, unfortunately. How do you think mobile technology is changing that?
Well, I think even in the physical places, very clever designers find ways of incorporating, for instance, a ramp right into their architecture. So you don't even notice that there's a ramp there. You're just on grade into the building. In the mobile world, it's not unlike that. Some of the first adopters of texting, for instance, were deaf people. And then the world was changed by the launch of the iPhone, which, imagine you're a blind person and you try to activate an early iPhone. It's like a brick to you.
Yeah.
But through some really amazing engineering, Apple turned the iPhone into the most accessible phone for blind people. And you go to a convention of blind people, and it's just amazing to watch all the blind folks touching this flat touchscreen and getting full, complete access by sound and voice.
You've been working in this field for a long time. How does this sort of technology that you're talking about change the work that you do? How does it impact the kind of work that you do?
It's been great to see the change. In the early days, trying to get people to close caption their TV shows or getting consumers to buy this special set-top box was very difficult. But the acceleration of more mobile and inexpensive technology has meant that there are vast numbers of new solutions available to us. Making things speak, using speech recognition, which used to be such an esoteric technology, is now built into so many devices. And that's the kind of technology needed by someone who is not sighted or someone who has a mobility impairment.
This is all very encouraging to hear. What are some of the challenges in our new tech-savvy world for accessibility and for people who who use accessibility products?
Well, with the unbelievable wave of new technology coming out every day, and some of it really catching on and some doesn't, everything has to be looked at as, does it work for me? And it's not necessarily even if you have a disability. So, for instance, you design soft buttons on a screen, and you don't know whether or not someone who can't see can access those. So I think it's the notion of whether you build it in from the get-go or try to strap on some retrofitted fix, and building it in from the very beginning is where the challenge is. Is your designer, is your marketing person savvy about reaching many more audiences? And if you don't build it in early, you're probably going to find yourself playing a big catch-up.
With all the experience you have in this area, what are some of the things that you're thinking about and really excited about over the next 5 years?
Well, I'm really interested in things like Google Glass. Now, I'm kind of a skeptic like many, but as soon as that was announced, imagine the wheels turning in the brains of people who develop technology for people with disabilities and the kinds of things people thought of in terms of captioning or translating a conversation live on the fly, recognizing images or faces in the room. So we'll have to wait and see on that kind of wearable technology.
Uh-huh.
But clearly it's going to be really useful for people who care about accessibility.
Powerful possibilities. Larry Goldberg is the director of the National Center for Accessible Media at WGBH in Boston. Larry, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here.